total package.
Microphone check, is this thing really on? Yes, we are back. DJ P. Chris.
What's going on?
Hey, I like that.
She be rocking.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So, guys, I sent them an article link because I was, you know, I love to read. So I came across this really great article in The Root. And I've been coming across a lot of great articles in
The Root. You stay on The Root.
Right? So, but anyway, this was a really, really great article by Kyla Janae Lacey. Mm-hmm. And she wrote this a couple of weeks ago, and the title grabbed me. It said, "Why I'm Open to Dating Bisexual Men." Wait a minute.
Things that make you say,
Wait a minute. So I had to read the article because I have not heard of, you know, people having this conversation. It's just not really relevant in the Black community. It's kind of like taboo, hush, hush. We're not discussing it. So I started reading the article and I thought it was well written. I thought her points were valid for her. She made some excellent points, I thought. Not that I would adhere to them, but I felt that for her case, what she would, you know, the case that she was trying to set, I was like, okay, she did a pretty good job. Some of the things that she said that if you've slept with over 10 men, there's a good chance at least one of them has had sex with a man.
Oh shit.
She's like, you don't know the sexual history of the men that you've dated. She said some of her friends are like, oh no. And she pointed out to one of her friends, like, you ain't no old boy was married.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right? I saw that part of the article.
Mm-hmm. You ain't no old boy was married, but you claim that you know everything about the person's sexual history.
Right.
You don't.
Yeah, if you can keep a wife a secret, you can definitely keep those other brothers a secret too.
All the other stuff is a secret.
She's basically saying that there's no way you can know all of their sexual history.
Yes.
Right.
And she said, you know, some of the things that, especially Black women, we hold up as, you know, why we are anti-dating a bisexual man is, oh, we're going to get HIV. And she's just like, first of all, y'all put up, Black women, we put up with a whole bunch of stuff, right? She said, put up with baby mamas, men cheating, all kinds of different things. Someone being married.
Right. No jobs,
all kinds of stuff. But if a man says, hey, I'm sexually fluid, you have a problem with it. But a woman could be sexually fluid and there's no issue.
Listen, HIV is a big factor. Okay. But take away HIV, take away the STD part of it. Let's just break it down to the simple fact that I'm not going to be sexually attracted to you because in my mind, I'm going to visualize you tonguing down a man or having sex with this man. And in society, I'm sorry, but it's not sexy for men to sleep with men. And that sounds really bad, but that's not saying that I don't believe that gay people can have a relationship. I'm not saying that. But as a straight homosexual woman, I don't want to see two men having sex.
I think that anytime a man does something or, you know, shows us a side of him that isn't masculine, it turns us off.
Yes.
So sleeping with another man is like just the epitome of everything. But think about a man that doesn't have a backbone. Women, we're like, I'm not really feeling him. He doesn't have a backbone. I don't feel like he can protect me. He's not going to stand up for me. So any type of things, like if you see a guy, he has his eyebrows arched or something like that, his too many of his fingernails like polished instead of buffed or something like that, you're going to kind of give him the side eye and you're going to be turned off. So to know that a man is into other men, you're like, absolutely not. Now you're my competition. You're not my mate.
Hell, well, I don't even want your nails buffed. Leave him alone.
But that's the thing she says. She says, we go around with this connotation of quote unquote, what's manly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And she said that, she said, if you're in an honest relationship, she said, for some of the time, majority of the time, these men are not honest with us heterosexual women.
Yeah.
Right.
She said, it's bullshit. She said, they, you know, people are slipping into people's DMs, men and women. She said, when it comes to the whole HIV reason, she said, you know, we don't get tested. We don't ask for condom usage. Mm-hmm. So you can't be that concerned about HIV with your heterosexual man. And she said that 4.8% chance of, let me get this right. She said that there's a 4.8% of new HIV cases that are from vaginal sex.
Meaning a man gave it to a woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So majority of that time is usually because a man slipped up, slept with another man, and then passed it on to you. The odds are higher, and we're not being honest about the conversation.
That's so scary.
She said she'd rather have, she said he could sleep with 100 women and just have an encounter with a man, and then we completely write him off. If even if he says, you know, I dibble just to see if I liked it or not, and I don't like it, so I'm back to, you know, dating just women, we still have a problem with that.
So I have a story.
Okay.
Like y'all know, I always have a story that relates to something.
Right.
So when I was in college, I was at Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
I met this guy that was going to Norfolk State.
Yes.
And we dated for a while, but nothing like serious. Like, I mean, he was across the bridge, and at that time, I wasn't driving across the bridge to see him. So there was nothing sexual about our relationship. Mm-hmm. But he was from Baltimore. So when I graduated and I came back home, I'm guessing, because this was over like 12 years ago, he must have graduated already as well and been back home too. So I remember him coming to my job. Yes, I was working at Shoe City, and I had a girlfriend that worked with me, and I was the cashier, so I was ringing up customers, and he came in the store to see me. So we talked, we flirted a little bit, whatever. Mm-hmm. He left out. She instantly, the minute he walked up the store and came to me, and said, "How do you know him?" And I said, "Oh, well, we talk a little bit. We went to college in the same city, mm-hmm. so we know each other, and I think I like him, but nothing like that." And she was like, "Girl, I used to date him in high school. And one day they were like in an intimate, like real life relationship." And she said, "One day he came home and was like, 'Hey, I have something to tell you.'" And she said, "What?" And he said, "Well, I got really drunk and I slept with a guy."
Mm-mm.
And I said, "Well, mm-mm. what do you think made him tell you this?" And she said, "Well, other people knew. So he was trying to make sure he told me before the news broke." And it apparently like ruined his entire high school experience, right? Mm. So she was like, "He's gay, stop talking to him." And I never talked to him again. And he would call and ask him like, "Hey, what's going on?" Like, you know, leave me messages at the time because we didn't have text messaging back then.
Right.
But I just could not pull myself together. No.
And it just blew everything else out of the water. If he was nice, attractive, consistent.
Didn't matter.
Right.
I was done.
And that's what she says. She says, you know, we put up with a whole bunch of stuff, but if you have this guy who treats you right, and that's the only thing, right? Or what you consider a flaw in his character.
Yeah.
Like you just write him off, but you will put up with the guy who is inconsistent or put you through crap, whatever, and you still deal with him over just the fact of this one little flaw in his character.
Do you guys watch Grown-ish?
Character, but
do you watch Grown-ish?
And that was part of the Mm-mm. Grown-ish too. That was an episode as well.
It was an episode. She actually has a white girlfriend.
Yes.
On the show, and she's bisexual, and she met a guy who was really sweet, and then he came out and said that he was bisexual, and she was like, "No, I can't do it." And yeah. he was like, "Well, that's hypocritical. You're bisexual. Right. Why can't I be?" And it was like a whole, like, they did a couple episodes with this going back and forth.
She had a hard time. She said every single time she saw him interact with a man,
she just was like,
she envisioned like what's going on.
Yeah,
like,
right. are you tonguing him down?
right.
She said the mental picture just mm-hmm. popped in her head, and she just could not get past that. And he said, "You were hypocrite." She said, I just can't.
Well, I know some females who are actually okay with dating bisexual men.
Do you?
Really?
I do. I was very surprised when we had this conversation. I'm like, who the hell are you? How are we friends? Like, I did not know this about you.
Really?
So I have like a few friends, and they're like, well, they feel like it is hypocritical. A lot, like nowadays, a lot of women experiment with other women, and it's okay. But if a man experiments with a man, like, that's an issue. So they're like, I don't care. You know, as long as he's good to me and he treats me well and we're flowing, it doesn't matter what he's done or if he likes both. And I mean, I respect that opinion and everything. For me personally, I don't think that I could do that. I mean, I probably would not stop talking to the person, like, in general. Like, if we were cool, I would be cool with them. But pursuing them romantically, I couldn't imagine doing that. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, like, maybe in the early 2000s, there was a book by this author named J.L. Brown. Mm-hmm. And it was about the Down Low
Brother.
The Down Low Brother. Did you read that book?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Okay.
I did.
So the interesting thing about the book.
We interviewed him several times. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So, I'm very familiar, though. I'm very familiar, but I didn't read him.
So his reality is a lot of people, I guess a lot of guys, won't admit that they're bisexual because they don't think that they are. Mm-hmm. Because they just feel like, hey, I just want to have this sexual encounter. I don't want to be with the man. I don't want to lay next to him, cuddle with him. I'm still a man. I still put on my pants and, you know, shave. I'm all man. I'm you know, banging my chest. I am a man, you know. So why would you say that I'm gay or bisexual? Just because I need this sexual experience or this sexual pleasure that a woman can't offer me. Everything else about me is a man. So men probably, some of the men probably aren't honest because they haven't come to terms with themselves that, hey, you are bisexual or gay or whatever it is. It's more than just, I mean, that's what sexuality is, you know?
So it's crazy because as we were about to record this, I don't know if you've seen that Quincy Jones did an interview on Vulture. And
I haven't seen it. Oh, where is this going?
So he had divulged a lot of information, you know, some of the secrets of Hollywood. Mm. And it's on TMZ, and even Richard Pryor's widow confirmed that he slept with Marlon Brando. And
what?
I'm going to read what it says, right? It says,
so she knew this.
Yeah, she was okay with it. She said, listen, there was a lot of drugs. It was the 70s. People were having sex with whomever. And she said that, because, you know, Quincy Jones mentioned it within an interview, and then his widow confirmed it. And she said that Brando, Quincy said, Brando would F anything.
Oh, wow.
Anything. He would F a mailbox. James Baldwin, wow. Richard Pryor, Marvin Gaye.
What?
Okay. So then I guess TMZ got hold of Jennifer and she says it was the 70s. Drugs were still good, especially Quaaludes. If you did enough cocaine, you would F a radiator and send it flowers in the morning. And she said that Richard would be laughing. She said he was very open about his bisexuality, and that's just what it was.
Wow.
So, that's
how
news.
How about that?
Right?
If you take this back to like ancient times, like
Roman,
mm-hmm. It was considered admirable to conquer a man. Like there are stories of Napoleon having sex with men and King Arthur. And I mean, this is not anything unusual, and I don't want to make this biblical at all, but even in Sodom and Gomorrah, mm-hmm. there, the story is that men were sleeping with men and women were sleeping with women. And, you know, I mean, this is not anything unheard of.
Nothing new under the sun. Absolutely not. I also think, back during ancient times, women were looked at differently. Women were looked at as the homemakers. You are here. You belong to me. You're property. You're supposed mm-hmm. to bear children for me, keep this house clean, and do whatever else I need you to do. So when you think about social time, when you're having a good time, you're drinking, you're doing whatever for leisure, men weren't socializing with women. They were socializing with
men.
Each other.
Yeah.
So that was their leisure. That was their fun. That's their choice. I'm not saying it's okay, but maybe some justification for why during those times, that's why they decide to explore and experiment with each other. And now during modern industry time, probably the same thing. Not saying because women can't, you know, socialize, but you're getting loose. You're having fun. You're just, all your inhibitions are gone.
And I think it's more open in Hollywood, absolutely, you know, and people are aware of, you know, just more socially open. I mean, I'm sure there's been rumors about so many different celebrities mm-hmm. who are supposedly bisexual, but because within our culture, they would never confirm that because it will be labeled as a gay man. And then that would take away their masculinity, even right. though they may feel that that doesn't define them. Right.
So like, speaking of like the industry, like when do you think that like an artist, like Young Thug or Uzi Vert, what about them? They seem like they're sexually fluid.
Yeah.
They never speak about their sexuality. They act a little effeminate, you know, but they're very open. So what do you think? Do you think that they would be like they're kind of like the gateway for people to kind of open up, for men to open up and say, hey, I am bisexual. This is who I am. Accept me for who I am, especially in the industry.
I don't know. I don't think that I think we're a long way, especially the hip hop culture, from being accepting
that
sexual fluidity from men. I said there's a lot of women who, and I've seen people having babies, people getting married to men who go both ways. And, you know, you sit there, you see a picture and you're like, we know he gay. How's he getting married? How's he, you know? And it's so interesting because I remember I was at a meeting and my assistant had invited one of her friends. And he was openly gay. And we're sitting in this meeting and he's like, yeah, I had an experience with him and I had an experience with him.
People's husbands.
And I was like, what? Him? Like, you know, him. He, and it was just a shocker to me because I'm like, we're in a room of about, I would say 15 men. It was a small group. And he had sexual encounters with at least three of them. That was scary to me. But that was an eye opener to me because I'm just like, I would have never thought that the guys he was pointing out had that experience, were fooling around because they were, you know, they were acted like heterosexual men. So it was just a light bulb that went out my head. I'm like, wow, what are the chances? What is the probability when you're in a room full of this amount of men that they have had some type of encounter with another man?
Were you guys, are you familiar with the video of Kevin Durant's brother?
Oh, no. Please do school us.
Enlighten us.
Well, I haven't seen it either, but we probably can pull it up now. I was getting my nails done about 2 weeks ago, and most of the girls there are from D.C., and that's where he's from. Apparently, his brother was caught on video having sex with a transvestite, a tranny. And you see, like, the male parts of it. And, I mean, it's completely open. And he's engaged to a woman. So it was like he was mortified. And I don't even know, because I didn't follow it, if he came out and spoke against it or what. But basically, it was, like, a big ordeal. And all I could think was, were you attracted to her because of the woman's side, or was it the man's side? Like, what is it that you were looking for?
Especially with someone that's transgender.
And you can't say that you didn't know because the parts are out.
Right. Well, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Janet Jackson's character in For Colored Girls. Is it For Girls? For Colored Girls, right? Yeah, Janet Jackson's, her character when she was married to Omari. Hardwick. Yeah. And he, you know, was this fine man, but he was on the side of the road with other men. And he said, it's not that I'm gay. I don't look at a man and want to hug him and be with him. You know, I just need to be pleasured in this certain kind of way.
You know, what's so interesting is that I remember when I lived in Philadelphia, you know, I love to eat and I love to try out different restaurants. So I was like, oh, let's go to this restaurant, and end up being a gay restaurant. Right. And I was just like, oh, so it was like four of my girlfriends. Right. And we're like, I'm like, oh, cause you have all this erotic like stuff on the wall. And I'm like, okay. And because I'm so naive, right, about certain things. And we were eating and the food was good. And it was a couple. It was a black guy and a white guy, and they were a couple, and they were just, you know, they started fawning over us like, you guys are so beautiful. Can we hang out with you guys? Right. So I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. Cause they were really nice. So we had like, they took us like into the gay world, right? they really took us into the gay world. Like they took us to this strip club and, and you know, so I that was the first time I ever saw like gay strippers, and then they were saying that the men weren't even really gay,
right?
Right.
Wait, the strippers weren't gay.
The stripper wasn't even gay. They were just getting money.
No, they were gay.
So that's you know, you that's how we look at it. Like, oh yeah, you letting some man feel up on you. Yeah, you gay. So they would have like these little
thongs.
Like, yeah, these little. Oh, it was like metallic or something.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, because I have to, because I'm a laugh, right? I'm immature, right? So I just just have to look and just be like, okay, but they would just be grinding up and it just looked so, it was just so foreign and so weird to me, right? To have like these little men and these little thongs or whatever, bikini thongs, and they're like grinding up with a guy. And then I said, it was just, then you would see like thugs, like it were like thug guys who I would never think that they would be in this club. Right. They're there. And then I had, and then I had a conversation because I was like, you know what? I'm just really confused about this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I need an explanation of it. Like, is it, what part of it is enjoyable for you? Right. And he said to me, he said, once you have a, orgasm from, you know, that region, then it
an
is
anal orgasm.
Okay. Yeah. She was like, it's the best thing that you would have ever as a man. He's like, it's like hitting the G spot for a woman. Whoa. And I was like, oh my God. But it enlightened me to why a man, if they've ever experienced that, right, would want,
well, don't experience it so you won't find out, you don't have to deal with it.
But if they, you know, if they were bi-curious or whatever it is, that they experience that and it becomes something that, you know, he was like, it's nothing like,
just sounds painful to me.
He's that's what I thought, because I was like, how, I wanted to understand, because I'm like, that sounds super painful, how is it enjoyable? And then he told me, he's like, did you ever see the movie Road Trip? Right, and milking the prostate, and do you remember that?
No,
that
I don't know if I've ever seen Road Trip.
You never seen Road Trip? No. So Road Trip, there is a portion in the thing, and the guy does, you know, the doctor does something, and he's like, oh, whatever. But it's the kind of like the same thing, and he just said that it's the best thing ever, and you would never experience the same thing with a woman.
It would just have to be the best thing that I never had, and my said, Beyonce voice.
And
if I were
just
man.
Looked at him, and I said, I get it, you know.
I have another story.
Oh, then you have your stories.
Come on, stories.
I was with some girlfriends at dinner one night. And you know how you're with girlfriends and you're out and they see somebody else they know? So one of my girlfriends saw somebody else that she knew. She came over and we all having a good time, drinking, eating, whatever. And I guess she got a little more intoxicated than I was, for that matter. Mm-hmm. And she starts to share that her and her spouse like to use a dildo, but she uses it on him. Mm. And I remember being at the table like, but wait, what? What? Mm-hmm. So that means that he likes that feeling. Mm-hmm. And basically what she went on to explain was that he doesn't want to do that with a man, but he likes the feeling of whatever that is.
I could respect
so
that.
So she does it for him, and she feels like, I'd rather do this for you right. than have you go out and do it with somebody else. But for me, I couldn't get past the fact that it was even something that he craved.
Because why are you craving this? When, where, when, how? Did you experience it to know?
How did you know that you were gonna like it?
How did you experience it to even know that you liked it? Did a girl do it to you at first, or did you do it with a man? Did you do it with a man first, and then was like, you know what? I don't like it being. It looks too. You know,
how did you pick out the size of the like all of these things? Did you guys go shopping together for it? Did he just bring it home? Like, hey babe, can you try this? Did you pick it up for him?
Yeah,
I mean, like, what?
A bit
the whole lubricating.
But I know women who do this. I know women who do the same thing for their men. I
do you?
Rumors, yes, because it's been like, oh, he likes so and so. I'm like, ooh.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
And I don't know them personally, but they have been rumors about different men, you know, that I've known that's what they like to do. And I remember when I had a morning show in Philadelphia, and we had she was a porn star. Her name was Minaj Etoile. And she would tell us about the men celebrities that she would do the dildo thing with. Yeah. Yeah. And it was football players. It was all kinds. So we were the men, because some of the football players I didn't know. Right. Because they were like old school football players or, you know, during that time period. And my co-workers' faces. Right. My they would just be in shock. They're like,
yes,
him.
Oh, my gosh.
This big football player. Like, wow. Him. He was getting it, you know. And but I said there, we don't know people's sexual history or story. You know, there's a lot of things that happen in the bedroom that you you have, I can't even, any of my dudes, if I even try to get close to that area, they going crazy. Like, no, don't you dare.
And then the thing
don't
is,
you don't you dare back away.
Right. No. So, I mean, I think, and at this point, I don't think it's necessarily, there's no judgment here. It's no judgment zone because nobody knows what's exactly going on in anyone's bedroom, right?
Everybody likes some freaky stuff.
Right. But here's the thing. Be honest. If this is what you're going to do as a man and you're going to be in a relationship with the woman, be honest about what you're doing. And mm-hmm. two, I mean, don't be in denial about it. Accept yourself, okay? If this is what you want to do, this is what you like, then go ahead and, you know, be honest with the people that you're around and that you're sharing these sexual experiences with.
And that's what she said, basically, in her article. She's just saying, listen, I'd rather the guy be honest with me mm-hmm. and I accept it than him trying to act like he's heterosexual and I'm in the blind, you know? And the next thing you know, something comes home to me that I wasn't expecting because you sneaking around with some man. So let me be, you know, be honest with me and let me make the decision of whether or not I'm going to deal with it. She said, but I have no, she said, we're in the age of sexual fluidity and I have no problem with it.
Well, I have a story too, Janine and Sanjay. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, we would.
So I was DJing in an event one time and it was this guy that was just leering around the DJ booth the entire time. He was a very handsome guy. And I'm like, I never give anyone any type of play or any rhythm. Like, I'm not paying them attention. I'm DJing, I'm focused. But I'm like, this guy's like really handsome. So towards the end of the night, he's like, I want to help you with your equipment. I'm like, okay, cool. So before I leave, one of the bartenders who I became cool with, he was like, baby, don't do that. He been trying to talk to me all night. So in between your sets, he was over here buying me drinks and tipping me and slid me his number. And I was like, okay, thank you. Now I did allow the guy to help me with my equipment, but I did not give him my number or anything. But that's so crazy. Like, you're in the same venue as me and you're talking to me. You're like pushing up on me, but you were just pushing up on the male bartender. Like,
so there was nothing feminine about him that
nothing,
came across?
Nothing. And that's what I'm saying. That's the scary part. Like, I would never, it's like, he was this tall, like very muscular, chocolate, handsome guy, like deep voice, very like, he was a gentleman. He was like very nice. And I'm just like, okay, like I'm feeling.
Well, you know, we have to be real with ourselves as well. We live in the DMV and we have the highest numbers of not only gay men, but men on the down low.
Mm-hmm.
DC and Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore alone has one of the highest HIV rates and it's not because all the men are straight.
Mm-mm.
So I can't.
But let me just not give both. A lot of it has to do with drugs.
No. Right. A lot of it does have to do with drugs. But we have to also be real that DC has a very
high homosexual. Yes, they do. And I've had major
arguments.
Wait,
I just thought about the fact that I'm saying homosexual, but earlier I said I was a homosexual woman. I'm heterosexual.
Right.
Y'all didn't even correct me.
We didn't even peep that. I'm so
Jeez, guys.
But no, I've had this argument with DC people. Because I remember having an argument and they're like, no, because I think Essence wrote an article mm-hmm. and they touched on the fact that DC has a lot of down low mm-hmm. Brothers. And I remember having an article because they didn't, DC, you know, this person's from DC, they didn't want to claim that stigma.
Mm-hmm, right? Of course.
So we were arguing and I'm like, listen, this is what happens in DC, right? And this is my theory. It's not necessarily proven, but DC has a lot of different sects of people, right? So you have the politicians, you have the basketball players, you know, athletes, you have the drug dealers,
the CEOs,
you know, the government, all kinds mm-hmm. of different people, even people making a lot of money. And there's a lot of attractive people in DC. I have my friends who come from New York and they're like, this many attractive black people in one place? Mm-hmm. Like, this is amazing, right? So you have the same groups of people mingling amongst, like, so it could be one girl who mm-hmm. has dated a politician person, who's dated the government worker, blah blah blah, CEO, that has dated the basketball player, and jumping. And how do you think that AIDS is not being
spread? That's true.
Right?
Well, HIV.
HIV is not being spread. Mm-hmm. But then also,
that's a good theory.
And then you have the down low situation where, as I said, she sleeps with someone who's on the down low who's works for the government and then sleeps with the politician. You know, it just.
And then, you know what's crazy? When we were talking about the book earlier, was it The Down Low Brother?
I was getting ready to say something about that too.
Yeah, one of the things that J.L. King mm-hmm. was saying is that the reason that he didn't use protection is because you have to take that second to stop and think. You want to just be in the moment. Let me do it. Let me get it over with. But if you stop and you reach to get some type of protection,
you might not,
you're conscious
it.
Of what you're doing.
You might not go through with it.
Yeah.
I didn't read those books, but do you guys remember Elin Harris?
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
So I've read the entire series, Invisible Life, like yes, all of it.
Yes.
And remember, if you remember in the first book, he was bisexual. Mm-hmm. He dibbled and dabbled with men and mm-hmm. women. And as the series goes on, he becomes full blown gay.
Yeah.
And he says in the same thing that he didn't use protection because you had to stop and think about it. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to consider himself full on gay because he was still physically attracted to women.
Right. And that's the key.
But it took him a while to realize that he wasn't sexually attracted to women. He could look at a woman and feel like she was attractive and, oh, she's beautiful.
Wow.
But it didn't mean that she stimulated him in that right. way. And when he realized that only men did that for him, he kind of transitioned to the full-on gay and had to realize, you know what? This is what I am and this is what I have to accept. But I mm-hmm. also remember, like, after I read those books, I was in high school. So I was, like, terrified. Like, oh, my God, all men are gay. So I was, like, Googling and searching. We didn't have Google back then.
We probably had AOL.
AOL.
Or AskJeeves.com.
Yeah, AskJeeves. Yes, that's what it was.
Yes, in chat rooms.
Right.
But trying to, like, figure out what are the hints, what are the signs, how do you know? And there were some clues and tips to how you know if a man is attracted to other men. Mm. And there are, like, certain, like, clues and signs, and one
like
right. Tell me,
I'll give you. I remember them, y'all. That like literally reading those books traumatized me, and now I'm always like, oh, hey, what are you doing over there? What's going on?
Oh my god!
But one of them was eye contact. Mm-hmm. So if you walk into a room, if the two men make eye contact with each other, that's unusual. Men don't usually make eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
They all might say, "Oh, what's up?" and keep it moving. Oh, how you doing? But it's not eye contact. Right?
Mm.
Then you take it one step further and you look at that eye contact. Well, how long did it last? Mm-hmm. What did he look at? Did he look at your entire outfit? Was he just checking your shoes or what was that? Then there were secret handshakes, he said.
Oh.
Now, he didn't say what the handshakes were, but they were secret handshakes. And you go in and they do like some type of like...
Oh, I think probably like rubbing
in
your palm a little bit with your thumb.
Yes. And it's like, so if you're not gay, you don't know. So if a man presses on the palm of your hand, you just think, oh, that was a weird handshake. But if you're gay, you know, like, oh, okay. Brother just tapped into the situation.
Tap, tap, tap.
Go ahead.
And he's trying to tap into the situation a little bit later, too.
Oh, my gosh.
What were some of the other signs?
Please.
I think those are the two most prominent ones that I could think of.
So let's think back to what Kayla, whatever her name is,
mm-hmm.
said. Then you think about all the guys you've dated.
Mm.
Do you think, if you look back, that any of those guys may have had some type of something
you know
else
what?
Going on?
For me, no. But mainly because I didn't get much of a dating experience. I got married at 25, but met him at 23. So in college I had maybe two boyfriends, and no, I don't think either one of them were. They were very what my naive college self thought straight. I don't know.
Except for the one guy.
Right. And I definitely didn't see that one coming. I didn't at all. I still don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was so masculine.
Sometimes they do that to overcompensate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I am lying. Yes, there is one.
There is one.
But you know what? He is very known in this area, so I'm not even going to go into details. People are like, oh, I know who she's talking about. So we're going to let you go. Go on.
Well, for me, I've always had all kinds of friends, and I think I've always had someone in the background, maybe a friend or two, that was able to help spot it out.
Okay.
So if I was dating somebody, I'd be like, hey, what you think about them? They'd be like, oh, all right, you know, he's cool. They'd be like, honey, no, I don't think so. And I'd be like, really? And so, yeah, I've kind of always had that in my back pocket.
That's a nice tool to have.
It is. It definitely is. Yeah.
That was another one of the things that Elin Harris said.
Mm-hmm.
He said to have a gay best friend or someone that you're close with, because their community is so small that if they didn't sleep with him, they know somebody that did. That is very true. I do remember that part of it. What about like you, Sanjay?
Right.
You sitting over there real quiet.
I know. Come on.
No, you know what? One guy dated
it was like questionable because of who he hung out with, right? He hung out with a celebrity that was like questionable. So they felt like they...
Do you only date celebrities?
I didn't say I dated... Right. I didn't date any... I haven't dated any... I've never dated any celebrity. Okay. But what I'm saying is that he... Because I was in a radio world, you know...
You have
I'm
access.
Around, I have access. I'm around and with a lot of different celebrities, especially back then. But yeah, I didn't... I've never seen it. You know, I didn't think of it because he was very sexual.
But that's what they usually...
But, you know, with... With women, he has had a whole bunch of, so I don't know if he would have a whole bunch of women that slipped up and went somewhere else or something.
Right.
But he was definitely, he was the best. he was my best. Ooh. You know what I mean?
All right, Neil.
So we can agree that all the three of us don't feel like we could do it. We don't think that we could.
No, yeah. Not in this lifetime.
No, yeah. It's a turnoff, you know? And then that's what it comes down to. It's not even... Yes, of course, honesty is really great in a relationship and all that great stuff. But I would be like the white girl in Grown-ish, like constantly being like, what's going on? Like,
and then you know what else is a turnoff is a straight guy or someone that's claiming to be straight that's super homophobic. Oh, I'm not going in. This looks gay. Yeah, like, come on. Now much. You're questionable or you're just like, you're just insensitive. Like, you're that's too much for me. Yeah.
Do you think that those people who are extra macho or extra...
Possibly.
Is it that they're fighting that urge or that feeling?
I've thought about that before. And then some of the guys that I know, like I have men in my family that are extra like that. It could be some of the era that they grew up in, as well as maybe I think maybe the younger ones could be fighting it. I don't know. And you know what's so crazy too? Like you were sitting here, Janine, telling us about the signs that you read about someone if they were possibly gay. What about the obvious signs? Like what if you meet someone, everything is great about them, but the way they talk is just a little extra like...
And I have guys who are, I know friends who are like that. And I've just been like, and they are whores with women, but they... When they have a little twinge, a little throw, whatever, I'm like,
But just because they're whores of women, they say, I've read this too, that they're so, men in general are sexual beings, but some men are so freaky and so sexual that they just want to get that sexual urge from wherever. So man, woman, dog, that's what they want. And so...
But can we judge someone just based off of how they talk?
Gosh,
see, isn't that difficult?
This is so difficult.
Because I'll be honest, like I dated a guy, everything about him was great. It was perfect. Like he was very handsome, but he just talked a little like,
call you, hey girl.
No, he I would have been out the door. Like, but the like his dialect wasn't anything like that. It was just like a little extra softness and a little extra talking with his tongue, but he didn't have a lisp.
It's just like sometimes,
like no.
And I said, and you know, it's crazy in Hampton. Because there were a lot of men that
were soft,
soft, right? But also that we know now. I mean, this is one guy. and he was the man on campus. Like he was super stylish, but he was very. He seemed pretty masculine, but now, like after we graduated college, they're like, "Girl, if you see someone, so he walking around with clogs and a dress on,
clogs and a dress."
I'm carrying a purse and we're like, you know what?
Something about Hampton, I'm not gonna say the school cultivated it because they didn't at all. A lot of gay men did not come out on campus because it was such a traditional school, right? But as soon as they graduated, they were flying out the woodwork. Yeah. You're like, well, I didn't see that one coming. Mm. But you know what's funny? When I went to homecoming this year, there were a lot of openly gay students. Wow. So they've changed their
policies and stuff.
Their
culture of the
school. Changed. I mean, there was one guy that was walking around at the bazaar and he had a fishnet, like full bodysuit.
Oh.
Like fishnet and leather pants.
Well, girl, don't go to Morehouse because this is on and popping in Morehouse. I mean, they to a point where they've like tried to put different rules and regulations about what the student body can wear. So I said, especially with Atlanta, you know, you can be whatever you want to be at whatever, you know, especially, I mean, when I went to, you know, going to school, visiting Atlanta, Lenox Mall was just, you know, Lenox Mall, but going now it is a thing.
That's where you go to meet up.
Yeah, it's a thing there when it comes to the homosexual community. They that's their spot. So you see a lot of black men. I said, and it's just interesting because a lot of guys that we thought were questionable, you know, and we were just like, they're just sexually fluid.
You know, something that we did not touch on was bisexual or gay men in the church.
Yeah,
because that's a lot of that going on. And of course, you know, like, not to get on the church, you know, topic, but I've seen personal experiences. I mean, not with me, but from people that I've been around, friends or family, whatever, that they have been in full fledged relationships, engaged to men that everybody know is gay except for them. And I guess they were engaged to these women because they're considered beards or cover ups. And it's like, you don't see that man is gay. Like, he has more hair products than you. He gets his nails done more than you. Like, he fantasizes about dressing up his fiance. Like, oh, you look good in this, like all of this stuff.
But as I said, some people are comfortable with being beards because they want, if they feel like the person is a good husband to them, can give them, they both want children, whatever it may be, that's what they will do.
Okay. We have to address this though, before we wrap up. The unfair part about being a beard is that eventually they want to live their life. Very similar to Caitlyn Jenner, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you get left. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, your husband is married to a man and you're single again. So it worked that they were a good father and they were a good provider and they were a good husband and you were happy then. But at some point, people want to be able to just be them. And society is becoming a lot more acceptable, accepting of gay men. So with that being the case, again, Caitlyn Jenner not only came out and completely went to the other side, but she changed into a totally different sex. Like,
yes. Dress up sex, but
she
didn't get the surgery.
Yes, she did.
No, she did not.
She did.
No, she did.
You don't watch the Kardashians. Yes, she did.
When did she do that?
I don't know, but last season there's a whole episode with Kim and Courtney talking about Kim and Khloe. He has not gone through with it.
And I don't know if you've ever seen the surgery from a penis to a vagina. Oh, that thing looks like it hurts. But but I mean, they're very detailed now though.
They can have sex.
Yes, they can.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And still be pleasured. Like,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no. But, you know, she was considering that, but she has not gone through with it because he said he's still attracted to women.
He's still attracted to women. He just wants to be a woman. Essentially, he's a lesbian.
You're going to sit there and tell me Chris didn't see any signs?
She said he used to dress up in her clothes and stuff like that. And she just kind of let him do his thing, like, oh, that's just Bruce being weird or whatever.
And Oscar De La Hoya came out with some pictures, too, dressed up like a woman. And then they try to like sweep it underneath the rug as well. So there's been instances of these men who we consider masculine or macho or whatever it is, because they're both athletes and they're both, one's a boxer. When he was on the cover of Wheaties, and then you're like,
triathlon, yeah.
So I mean, I said, you know, to each his own, whatever you, but honesty is the best policy, right?
Honesty is the best policy, and always protect yourself regardless of who you're with. At the end of the day.
Thank you, Auntie Pamela.
Thank you for putting some respect on my name.
Well, yeah, make sure you guys check out that article. It really was an interesting read. It got my attention. I said, everything in the news right now is surrounding. I said, this bombshell with Quincy Jones just dropped.
And you know what? Actually, we're going to link the article on tpthemag.com, both of them, the one on the root, and then we'll also put the video from Quincy Jones up. So if you guys aren't familiar with what we're talking about, you can head over to the site and we'll have it up there for you.
It's definitely an entertaining article.
No, it really was. It was written really, really well and amusing. It kind of reminded me of the whole Nola Darling. Because, you know, she was sexually fluid as well. She was. And I think that guy was
Greer.
Greer was a little questionable too. I'm sure Greer reared somewhere else. Anyway.
Okay. This mannequin looks sexually fluid.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Unwrapped. And I know we have our special event.
Saturday.
It would have happened already, right?
Like, well, yes. By the time this airs, it will. It would have happened the weekend before.
So yeah. So we'll definitely touch on that because I know you guys will have some great footage.
Yes.
Relationship goals with Janine and Chris Simon. All right. Thank you, guys.
P. Chris, take us out.
All right.
Through drought and famine, natural disasters. My baby is big.